The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Well, what are you doing? Well, fancy meeting you here. Hey, listen, seriously excited for you to listen to this episode. This is a special episode of Build Your Tribe. I also want to let you know, especially those of you who are just your lifers, so you listen to the Shalene Show as well as Build Your Tribe. If you are a hardcore Shalene Show listener, you may have already heard this episode. It's the episode that I did with James Wedmore just recently on YouTube. And I got such phenomenal responses from people who are trying to build their YouTube channel, get better on video, figure out what they're doing wrong on video, like what types of videos to make, even if they're not making them on YouTube, like what kind of videos are working on Facebook, and just generally speaking, how to use video to reach more people, to influence the type of individuals that you want to help, to get your message out there. And this episode was so crazy popular. First of all, people, it's weird. You can listen to a person's voice and you can kind of tell if you would like them or not. And I got such a great response when people heard this interview with James, not just because of the content, but I think you can just hear his authenticity. And, you know, you can hear us like typing on our computers while we're talking and going through like my YouTube channel and videos. And man, we just cover like everything. And I got so much great feedback on this specific episode when it was on the Shalene Show recently that I realized after I resurrected Build Your Tribe, like, holy amazeballs, you need to hear this message. But I did want to tell you, just in case you've already heard it, because I don't want you to waste time, because I respect your time. So if you've already heard this episode, no problem. I think this is a great moment for you to scan previous episodes of Build Your Tribe and see if there's one you haven't yet listened to, or maybe when you did listen to it, you were distracted and you know it's a really important episode, like Hello, the episode I did entitled The Number One Mistake People Make in Business. Okay, so if you've already heard this episode, what's the assignment? Paying attention? Yes, if you've already heard this episode with James Wedmore, then you are going to look through the titles and figure out which topic you most need today in your business. And if by chance this is the first time you realized I have another show which is all about life coaching called the Shalene Show, well, I invite you to listen to that show after you're done with this one. I know you're going to find this episode crazy valuable. If, in fact, you have not yet figured out how to make video pop for you, dude, you are in luck. Here's my buddy, James Wedmore. James, it's Shalene. Are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me, Shalene.
I'm so excited. I've been a student of yours for a very long time.
That's amazing. And that just blows my mind when you told me that.
Oh, really?
No way. Yes.
Isn't that such a cool thing that you can help people who help people? Like, you've helped me and I've helped hundreds of thousands of people. So it's amazing to think that times X, how many people's lives you've affected by teaching what you know on video.
And nothing keeps me going quicker and longer than that right there. Than like seeing the impact that you have on someone's life. To me is like, you know, we could write a book on, you know, or do all the research in the world on how to be more productive or how to get more inspired. And it's like, just have someone, the feedback of someone to be like, this is how much you've helped me or inspired me.
Yeah.
Thus inspires you. And I'm just following you on Instagram, Shalene, is so inspiring to me, because I get so moved that you hit people from so many different modalities and connect with them on every platform, whether it's video, Instagram, you know, your list or anything. It's just unbelievable. I don't know how you do it all.
You know what's really cool about it that I think people need to know about both of us that we have in common is we're both introverts.
Oh, please. You are not an introvert.
Yes, I am. 1,000%. And the same reason why you're laughing is because an introvert, and I like being around people, but it also wipes me out because I'm so present and I'm so like invested that I would prefer to be in my little cubby hole and or by myself and create a video for the world. I would rather create a video for the world than to be with, you know, a room full of thousands of people.
I'm blown away. I would have never taken you for an introvert.
That's... Yeah. And I think people need to know that because they assume if you're on camera, if you're making videos, you must be super outgoing and you must be an extrovert. And it's one of the reasons why I love video, because I'm not. I like people, but I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
I really would much prefer to share my best knowledge with you, you know, in small dosages or video. And that's what we're here to talk about today is for those people who do consider themselves shy or introverted or, you know, I don't know what my message is. I don't know if I sound good or look good on camera. The power of video is so remarkable. And people get that, you know, especially listeners of The Chalin Show, they're using video. But I want to give them the best of the best from the guy who has not just me, but I mean, some of your top line clients are some of the best on YouTube. Can you share some of those names?
Oh, I got a great one for you. His name is Antonio Centeno. And he went through my training and he said, okay, James, I'm going to do this YouTube stuff. And in 1 year, he committed to 200 videos. So that's a lot. That's more than I would ever ask anybody.
Yeah.
And he made those 200 videos. And if we go look at his channel right now, that was about a year ago. It took him a year and he finished those videos a year later. So it was about 2 years ago he started. He now has over 15 million views and 250,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Dang. And
I interviewed him when he had about 7 or 8 million views. So half the views he has now. And I said, so what? Like a lot of views, you know, there's no view bank that you can go change this in for money. I said, so what has this really done for your business?
Mm-hmm.
He said, he cut me off. He says, James, it has tripled my sales. Tripled my sales.
Oh my gosh.
And he's a great guy. Like I just think he's a smart business owner. He has a military background. So, you know, he's just says something, he's going to do something and he does it. But he's a little stiff on camera. He's not this like extroverted personality. I feel he's an introvert as well. And he's one of my, you know, favorite examples.
Well, I remember when I went through your academy so long ago, you had these like really, really early rudimental videos from B School. I just dropped her name.
Oh, Marie Forleo.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, she, you know, she's just starting to do YouTube. I'm like, oh my gosh, talk about just killing it.
So she came up to me. I'll never forget this. It was August of 2011. And she'd been doing Marie TV for about 6 months, 8 months.
Uh-huh.
And she said, so we're doing this YouTube thing. Lewis Howes connected us. And, you know, obviously, Lewis Howes is a mutual friend of both of ours as well. And Lewis, the connector. And she said, what do you think? Like, you know, do you have suggestions and advice? And I said, you know what, let me send you a list of all the things you can do to just like improve optimization, all the nerdy techie stuff. And I said, but here's my best advice for you, Marie, just keep doing it. Don't stop. Just keep doing that. And she looked me in the eye. She's like, okay, that's what I've been feeling. I'm going to do it. She has now 145,000 subscribers and 11.5 million views. And she has not stopped every single week. Since then, she has uploaded a video without fail.
And another friend of mine, Natalie Jill, she said, you know, who should I look for YouTube stuff? And I'm like, James Wedmore. She's like, that's crazy. That's exactly the course that I just bought. And she's like, I'm going to apply all this guy's stuff. And I think you'd be very proud of her channel. It is killing it.
A million views and 44,000 subscribers.
Go, Natalie. I mean, she just is like, okay, he's telling me what to do. I'm going to do it. She's very, very coachable. She went through your program. So I don't know if you knew that before today, but it's just cool to see how this is possible.
Yes. And I have one. I can't remember her name right now. This is a gal. This is the greatest testimonial. And I know we're going to get into some great content in a second, but you guys really just have to see how easy this stuff has been, how it's still easy and it's still possible. Okay, her name is Yolinda. I'm looking at it right now. She came to me with a couple videos and 20,000 views, maybe 10,000 views, something like that. We have the actual number when she wrote her testimonial in, and she just went through the course. So she wins. So she has a channel that is her name. It's awful. It's like, it's just called Yolanda Soto Lopez. That's her name.
Okay.
And she has videos teaching crafts. So crochet, knitting, sewing, painting. And as of today, she has 268,000 subscribers.
Come on.
And 48 million views.
Come on.
It has changed her life.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And this is in 2 years' time.
That is crazy.
2.5 years at the most. I mean, it's crazy.
So, you know, it is possible and you can do this very quickly. But there are some myths I think we have to bust. And so what I'd love to do today, James, is really make this super doable for people. I want to dispel a couple of myths. And then I would love to get from you some of the things you just have to do these things. Like they're the things that make a difference.
Yes.
So if we can, I'd love to start with just getting people over that hump. And here's the big one. I don't like the way I look and I don't like the way I sound on video. And people who make a lot of video, they must be okay with the way they look and sound. And I'm just not, so I'm not going to make videos.
Well, you and I both acknowledge this, that both of us don't like the way we look on video or sound on video.
Right.
So, you know, it's funny today after hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos, I almost just look at that and I go, who is that guy? That is, you know, who is this like annoying person making all these cheesy jokes? Like, it doesn't even feel like me anymore. And that's the only way I can kind of like sit with it. Otherwise, I would just be like, oh my gosh, I can't hear myself. I can't see myself anymore. So you're going to have to to deal with that.
Yeah.
But in terms of like this stage presence or this video presence, I have a lot of people who come to me with that. They're camera shy. They say they have a face for radio. And the only thing I can say to this is that it is a skill, not a talent or a, you know, like this natural born art that you have. So you just get better at it through the actual practice of it. And all you'd have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is go and find my first oldest videos on YouTube to go ahead and laugh at me. And you would see how far I have come. And it's just practice.
I also would like to recommend some coping techniques that, you know, it's like waking up early. I tell everyone you've got to start your day early. And I won't lie and tell you there's ever going to be a day that you're excited your alarm went off at 4:45 a.m. But you learn to cope with it and you learn mm-hmm. how to deal with it. And the way I deal with it is if I filmed it, it's out there and I, you know, it's just done. I don't watch it because it'll bug me if I watch it.
Yeah.
Unless there's something I need to improve, I can watch it to improve. But I already know that once I finish it, I just post it and forget about it. I don't watch my old, I've never watched an old exercise video. I don't watch my, you know, tutorials. I just can't because it'll bug me. Because I'm a perfectionist. I'm like, oh, I need to redo it. I don't like the way I said that sentence. Why was I moving my mouth that way? What's wrong with my hair? Why did anyone let me wear that outfit? I would do all those things. So my coping technique is film it and forget it.
I'm just laughing because I did the exact opposite. Like 4 days ago, I sat down with a buddy and we watched like 20 of my old videos.
Oh, no.
And I'm the only one that enjoyed them. He didn't.
Was it torturous?
No, for me, it wasn't because I don't know. Maybe I just have the self-deprecating humor, but I just loved laughing at myself.
Okay, so you did it for comedy reasons.
Totally.
That's so awesome.
But I love that. I think that's great advice.
Well, here's the next thing that I think people have to... Or I'd love for you to dispel this myth. Do I need an expensive camera?
So I actually have, hopefully we can include this in the show notes.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan for many reasons of filming with what you got and what you all have, hopefully in this day and age, is a smartphone.
Yep.
And those smartphones should have a video camera on it. I have the iPhone 6 now, and the camera on there is unbelievable. Now, videographers everywhere are going to...
cringe.
You know, yeah, it, definitely. They don't like when I say this, but you can use your iPhone or whatever, you know, fancy smartphone you have. And hopefully we can include in the show notes. I actually put together a buyer's guide. If you have an iPhone, it's specifically for the iPhone, on what you need. And for like $60-$70, you can get everything from like a microphone to a tripod adapter and a few other little cool things. And we started filming my videos on my iPhone. Like I hire a videographer today because we film so many videos and I say, no, use the iPhone. It's quicker. It's easier. We don't need to play with all these fancy settings.
Yes.
And he loves it. So
that's great. You know, and the one video, all the videos we've done that are high end, the one video that reached 18 million people is the one I filmed on my iPhone a year ago. You know, go figure.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't forget to turn it.
Oh, yeah, the dreaded black bars. Yeah.
Yeah, turn that iPhone, people. We'll put links in the show notes to your program, to some great tripods. Like, I have this little tripod that you can slip your, that fits in your purse. It's super lightweight. I don't know if you carry a purse, James. I kind of doubt it. But it fits in your bag. It's super lightweight so that you always have it when you're like, oh, I could film a video here really quick. And you can slide just about any smartphone into it. It's like $15.
You know what the greatest thing too is, if you're dealing with lower quality technology and, you know, like on the go scenarios, is Shalene could say, hey guys, sorry for the impromptu video. And I know it's a little noisy outside, but I'm doing this thing right now. And I just thought I really needed to shoot this video and share this idea with you. So like, if you acknowledge what everyone is thinking about, you know, like, hey, sorry for the shaky camera, or, you know, sorry for the plane flying overhead, but I just wanted to get this quick video out to you. All of a sudden, it disappears.
Right. Like,
they have nothing to complain about anyway. So yeah. that's what I do.
A little that's trick. Kind of like the recommendation that Roger Love gives, who's a vocal coach. And he'll say, if you have a really deep, thick accent, rather than trying to make up for it, just explain it in the beginning. Tell people where you're from. Make a little joke and move on. And people love it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Okay, another myth I want to get to before we get to your great tips is, I don't have a website or I don't have a following. So how do I ever get people to watch my, and how will I ever grow my account if I don't have a website or a following?
This is why I love YouTube, other than the fact that it's free. So, you know, if you have your smartphone and a YouTube account, it's not going to cost you a dime to get started. But you can literally start getting results without any list, website, following, etc. So you don't have to be a Shalene to get started. In fact, the story I want to tell right now is my little sister came up to me about a year, year and a half ago and said, James, I want to start a business. And my reply was, no, you don't. But okay, if you do, go through my course.
Yeah.
And because I just said, let me just give her something so she can get her feet wet, you know?
Yeah.
And she does... She's a yoga instructor and she does spiritual energy work. So she created one video where she took her iPhone, stacked a couple of books up. She just, you know, had no tripod, pressed record. She sat on the floor and just started talking for 5 minutes. She uploaded it to YouTube, but she followed some of the stuff that we're going to share with you in a minute. And she got bored. You know, she uploaded that first video. She got distracted, saw a squirrel, walked away and, you know, oh, I don't want to do a business anymore.
Okay.
And, you know, I won the bet. But I went and checked that video. And in 1 year, that one video had 10,000 views. So.
And did she even know that?
She does now, but she like can't put that in context, like doesn't really know if that's good or bad.
And so she hasn't done like a weekly video since then.
No. That's
wow.
The funniest part. So she had no following, no marketing background, no experience, no nothing. She just followed the steps, and we're going to lay out the steps here today. And she got 10,000 views with one video in a year. And the question I ask is what would it look like today if she would have just done that consistently, if done that every single week for a year or 2 years?
Yeah.
What type of results would she have? What kind of audience presence or feedback would she have?
Well, and here's the other amazing thing that people need to take into consideration, especially those people who are in like network marketing or starting their own business or in the service industry, or you have a product that you know helps people. Are you going to meet and spend time with 10,000 people this year? Probably not. But your sister did. Like, if you create great content while you're sleeping, you're spending time with people who are learning from you. You're affecting their lives. And that is the power of video. We get to know you.
Yeah.
You know, we get it. All right, fine. I'm going to make a video. What do I need to do? What are the things that are most important for me to really make this work?
Okay. I'm going to share the five do's that I came up with specifically for the Shalene show. Now, before I share them,
yeah,
let's just make sure people are paying really close attention, because my channel here today, YouTube itself for me and my business is my largest free traffic source. So it's where all the people find me.
What is the channel name so we can find you?
It's just my name, James Wedmore. So youtube.com/James Wedmore, real easy. Now I have 3.7 million views on my channel, and that's awesome. I'm like really blown away and very humbled by that. I get that there are YouTube stars out there that have millions of views, but what we're going to talk about today is how to do this without having to be a funny comedian or exploit your cute child or your pet in order to do it. But here's the data I want to share. Last year, 2014, my channel did 1.6 million views. Now that's almost half of all the views that I have. And I've been doing this for 4 years. So in last year alone, I experienced what I predict that everybody will have if they follow my fifth do.
Okay.
Of this, which is to have this hockey stick exponential growth. Now here's the kicker. 1.6 million views last year I generated, and I only uploaded 5 videos.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
It is an unbelievable YouTube phenomenon. It is the
hang on a second.
Explosion.
Hang on 1 second here. You're telling me you went up 1.5, did you say?
1.6.
1.6 with 5 videos?
Yes. Now
I'm all in.
Okay. Now just to make sure I'm clear, I uploaded 5 videos in 2014. Those 5 videos don't add up to 1.6.
All of them do.
My entire channel grew by 1.6 million views.
I don't care. I'm so in. I'm so leaning forward. Let's do this.
Okay. The first do is do the research. And this, if there's only one you learn here today, if there's only one that you get, it's this one. So my sister's video that got 10,000 views without any subscribers, any followers, any list, anything was because she made a video on the topic. How she does spiritual energy work. So she did a video on how to clear the energy of a room. So how to clear bad energy. Okay. And it's just her like with like a piece of sage, like drawing it in circles. And I mean, it's silly, but people were looking for that.
Yeah.
And she made a video on that. The biggest mistake we make is we say, what do I want to make a video about? What do I want to talk about? And that is the wrong approach. It's what is my ideal customer looking for? What questions do they have? YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. So people are searching how to do something.
How do I research that?
How would you research that?
Yeah, okay. Do I start typing?
That is going to be the easiest way. There is a longer way, which can be more effective in the long run because it gives you more data.
Give me just the most basic way for me right now to sit down and figure out what people are searching for.
Literally type it into YouTube. If I would do like lose weight into YouTube, I can just type in the word lose, L-O-S-E, and I'm already getting 10 recommendations of popular search terms that people are already looking for. So lose weight yourself. Lose weight. That's actually a previous term. So I'll do lose weight fast, lose weight in 1 week, lose weight without exercise. These are real terms that people are searching for. So let's do the lose weight without exercise. I'm sure you love that.
Absolutely. Put me out of business. So,
exactly. So here's somebody, Abigail Kristen, who put this video up a year ago and has 8.6 million views on one video.
Wow.
Because she's ranked number one for how to lose weight without exercise.
Wow.
So we need to take, and so the thing is if I typed in a keyword like,
I see her. Yep.
If we typed in something that doesn't have a lot of views at the top, the first responses, that means probably not the best video to go after. So if the top video has been there for 2 years and has 400 views, don't make a video about that topic. And you don't take the mindset of, oh, there's already a video here with a lot of views. I'm not going to do that. We have taken videos and gotten it to the top spot quick and easy because those people are missing a few elements that we're going to talk about.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so you just come up with a list of like how-tos, like, you know, how to exercise, how to do a push-up, how to jump higher, you know, whatever it is in your space, in your niche.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, the first do is do your research. Don't just say, what do I want to make a video about? Actually look and see what are people searching for.
Yes.
In my area or in my area of interest or expertise.
Yes.
That's the research. Okay.
It's pretty easy, right?
It's easy. Yeah. But okay. It's so basic that we forget about. We're like, what am I good at? And then we make a video and then try to plug it in. What's your next tip for us?
Do provide the value. So if you make a video, if you listen to this podcast and you go, I'm going to make a video on how to lose weight without exercising. Okay, go ahead. Go make that video. But if you don't show me how I can lose weight without exercising, then you have not provided the value.
Mm.
If you do not answer the question that you have proposed, if you do not provide the solution that you have offered in your title and your topic, then you are doing an incredible disservice. And it's, you know, you can think, oh, but that's okay. I'll trick them into buying my stuff. No, because YouTube tracks and chooses who gets to get to the top spots based on how long people stay on a video.
Mm.
So if you're trying to game the system and just, you know, do a bait and switch on people, YouTube will notice if all of your viewers leave in the first 10 seconds and they will drop your video.
Having said that, yeah. How do we suck them in right in the beginning so that they do stay?
You know, right out of the gate, a lot of people put their logo in a fancy thing for like 10 seconds. And I say, don't do that. Tell them what you're going to tell them. So if we're staying with it, if you don't mind if we stay with that example
yeah.
of how to lose weight without exercise, I'd say, hi guys, Shalene here. In this video, I'm going to show you three ways that you can start losing weight today without ever lifting a single weight. So stay tuned. You have your little logo pop up and then you get into the video.
Nice.
So it's literally just restating the promise of the video is the most simple way that you get people to stay. This is what we're going to talk about here today. Here's what you're going to get out of this.
There's so many videos that I can't get through the first minute because they're just like, hey guys, and they're making all the excuses yeah. why you shouldn't watch. Like, sorry about the fact that I haven't posted in a while and I'm like really tired today and stuff. And you're like, get to the point.
Or they turn it into a commercial and say, hi, I'm James Wedmore. I've been in business for 25 years and I have clients that I service all up, you know, and you're just, no, you're bored.
Okay. So that's a good point. When we start a video, you know, I tend to like quickly give my little bio. Should I just not do that?
Okay. So you can give your bio as long as you've hooked them first.
Ooh, I like that.
Like I like to do something like here, I'll just give an example of one of mine. So if my video is how to get ranked in YouTube, I'd say, hi, James Wedmore here, author of the YouTube marketing book. And in this video, we're going to show you 7 steps that you can follow right now to get your videos ranked at the top of YouTube so that you can get more views, more exposure, and more customers. Stay tuned. Okay, so I introduced myself. I gave a little bit of an authority credibility. I said, author of this book. And then I said, here is what you're going to learn. And here's the benefit of it.
Brilliant.
Then I would do my little intro piece. You know, I've been teaching YouTube for, you know, 7 years now. And the same strategy I'm going to tell you today is the same strategy I've used in my business. Over 75% of my videos are ranked in the top 3 spots for their prospective keyword phrases. So this strategy works. Let's go ahead and look at it. You know, so I could kind of reinforce my credibility of like, you want to pay close attention because I know what I'm talking about.
Love it. Pretty cool, right? Now, before you move on to part 2, which is loaded with even more answers to your questions, I wanted to give you a few updates from this episode. First of all, I went back to my own YouTube channel and I sure did change a ton of my titles. For example, one of the videos I had created for Payo, I was like, wait, I should have looked to see what people are searching for when it comes to Payo, as opposed to just giving it a cutesy, memorable video name. Like a lot of my videos, I was naming cutesy creative titles, like how I would title a magazine article or a book, but that's not how people search. So when he talks about research, I thought to myself, okay, let's go back and look at some of the videos you've uploaded recently. Think about what's in that video. What's the subject and what are people searching for when it relates to that particular subject? Then I went back in, edited a video that I'd already created and changed the titles to reflect a name that better suited what people were searching for. And in just 3 days' time, my views have gone through the roof. I'm like, oh, hashtag duh, but it's never too late. That's my point. It's never too late. Cool. So the good news is, because I know you're like, wow, I need more. This is so fantastic. I'm really excited to tell you that tomorrow, I'm going to be releasing the second half of this interview. It's all about video SEO, figuring out how to get people from your video onto your mailing list, how to use video to build your tribe, calls to action, like the biggest mistakes people are making because they don't realize that there have been so many recent changes at YouTube. So do not forget to download tomorrow's episode, which by the way, seems like a really good time for me to remind you to subscribe. Please make sure that you're subscribed to Build Your Tribe. And let me thank those of you who have taken the time to write a review for Build Your Tribe. Totally appreciate you. However, many people have gone back to iTunes to write a review for Build Your Tribe, and they accidentally wrote it on the Shalene Show. Dude, this is like my fault. I know it's super confusing. I just wanted to make sure that those of you who are trying to become eligible for that monthly scholarship that we give away to the Marketing Impact Academy, that you do need to, in fact, leave your review on Build Your Tribe, not The Chalene Show. And of course, as always, don't forget to use the hashtag #IWantMIA if you would like to be considered and put into that pool of people that we draw from monthly when we select our scholarship winner for the Marketing Impact Academy. As always, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips.